All right, one, is this the, we have one more thing on the agenda, Mr. Cimino?
We do, a request for a public hearing. I'll get into the specifics really at the public hearing, but this is a new species to ASMFC, much like cobia might be in the near future. They adopted a fishery management plan in August 2015 for Jonah crab. However, the provisions put in that amendment, and there's quite a few in that management plan, don't go into effect till June 1st, 2016. And in order to maintain compliance with this fishery management plan, which we are a member state of, there's quite a few things we need to establish in this new regulation. So I'll just go through that briefly. This is going to establish a commercial minimum size limit, a limited entry fishery for the lobster pot fishery, where the majority of these crabs are harvested from, a limited entry claw-only fishery, and this is a provision only put forward for states through New Jersey through Virginia, because they expressed at the time of the plan that they did have a traditional claw fishery. And so when we say limited entry, we're talking about individuals in these commercial fisheries will have to prove past participation through landings histories. And there's also an incidental allowance for all other commercial gears. That's really a good thing for Virginia, because this is not a big fishery in Virginia. The individuals that do encounter them are either fishing lobster pots or sea bass pots for the most part. And, we've been in communication with every single one of them that has landings, that's only a few people. And they said that in any one of those provisions, they feel like they're covered and have no problems with it. It may actually be more important as a recreational issue for us. They are going to be establishing a 50 crab per person possession limit for the recreational fishery. This crab is one of several species used as an important bait source for some big recreational fish. And so they are establishing a possession limit. There's going to be a commercial minimum size with no recreational minimum size limit. So staff's recommending the commission advertise for a May 2016 public hearing to establish this new regulation, Chapter 4 VAC 20-1310, to comply with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Jonah crab. And as I went through what's going to be some of the things that are going to be involved, and we would like to specifically list the commercial minimum size limit, the limited entry fisheries, and the incidental allowance for all other commercial gears, as well as the possession limit for the recreational fishery.
All right, any questions of Mr. Cimino?
Already had them.
Okay. So we have a motion to move to public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All right. Moved by Dr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Zedrin. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All nay. No nays. I think that concludes our public hearing, our commission meeting for April of 2016. Thank you very much. Appreciate your endurance.